JSE-listed Bulwyn Properties has embarked on building the largest housing project in the country to date, thus expected to see the project worth 44 billion rand by the time of its completion in 2030. And this past Sunday, there was much fanfare as the Mooikloof Mega City project was launched in Pretoria, with the likes of President Cyril Ramaphosa in attendance to give the project his blessing and deem this project as one of many infrastructure projects to be implemented that should help change the fortunes of the South African economy. Well, to tell us more specifically about the Mooikloof Mega City project and the nitty-gritties thereof, I'm joined on the line by Steve Brooks. He's the CEO at Bulwyn Properties. Thanks very much, Steve, for joining us. So I understand that the Mooikloof Mega City project will be the biggest sectional title development in the country's history, and you just kicked off construction on Saturday. So what does this project promise in terms of the type and numbers of properties to be built?
I think the most important thing with a mega project like this is not the promise, it's the delivery. You know, the delivery of this project is a dream of mine. I've been working on this project for 10 years with a landowner. And we finally came up with a concept, which is our green brand project, which is exceptional. It brings back the sub 1 million rand residential property to the market, you know, starting at 499 up to 899. It's the perfect sector that is needed in mass housing. It caters for all the government employees with all their allowances, their housing allowances, and also caters for previously disadvantaged people that can live closer to town. You know, it's a great area, Mooikloof is. It's a beautiful part of the world. You know, it's not just for the wealthy, it's for the people that can, that affordability of between 499 and 899. It also qualifies for all the FLISP allowances, which is fantastic. And we've created a city of 50,000 apartments with massive green spaces, a beautiful nature reserve right down the middle. Now, my wife's one of my biggest critics, and we are determined to tree it up, make as many, put as many trees as possible. There's schools, there's a fire station, police station, there's a hospital coming. You know, it really is creating a mini city in Mooikloof.
It does sound like it's going to be lovely, but then equally, as much as the entry point is sounds affordable and reasonable, by putting all of those lovely extras in there, presumably if people are renting, it might be a bit costly in terms of the service charges that they'll have to pay.
No, we're keeping the service charges under 10 rand a square meter, which is very affordable. And the reason we're managing to do that is that there's full, everything green, our buildings are fully green classified. And we're managing to get solar in there, water, black water harvesting, et cetera, et cetera. So we really are worked with the top people in the industry to make sure this project is as green as possible, and therefore it makes it more affordable.
When you talk about solar, are you saying that all the properties that you're going to build there will have built-in solar?
They will. It's not built-in. It goes into the grid. So the grid for the entire development is supplemented by solar.
Excellent. So this is a public-private partnership. How is it going to work? Who's bringing what to the party?
Well, what we bring to the party is the land and the construction and the funding thereof. And what the government brings to the party through a public-private participation is all the infrastructure. And remember, the infrastructure is not just for this development. Infrastructure is for the greater good of the area.
Yes.
And entire eastern part of Pretoria, of Tshwane. So that's, you know, that's very important to remember. So we are purely going to facilitate it, get the job done. And my responsibility is to get it done on time and on budget. It's completely transparent, open to any audit, because obviously, as we all know, the problems we've had in government recently. So, you know, as I've said to the powers that be, you're welcome to audit it to death. We charge a small management fee to manage the process, and off we go. But, you know, I repeat, it is for the greater good of the area, and I will make sure that there's trees and bicycle lanes and pedestrians are properly catered for.
Right. So over the life of the project, which is around 10 years, you indicate that some 115,000 job opportunities will be created. In what various sectors can we expect to see those jobs?
Well, you have two types of job creation. We have Professor Francois Berulli on board to make sure that our numbers actually make sense and he's highly competent. There's what you call the direct and the indirect. Direct is actually the people that are working there, and then indirect is all the kitchen makers, glass makers in the area that benefit from it. And then we've obviously got the long-term job sustainability.
Right. Just in terms of when you're going to start marketing the properties, when is that going to happen? And, you know, how should people engage you who are interested? There are many people in Pretoria listening to this who may be excited about their development.
First of all, thank you very much for punting this development. I really appreciate that. We started selling on Saturday and Sunday, and we had the pleasure of selling 250 apartments this weekend. And if they go to our website, www.borwin.co.za, they'll pick it up, and they're welcome to correspond with us or phone us or email us or WhatsApp us, and we're open for business 7 days a week.
Right. And are people open to a discount if they're able to pay cash in advance?
No, there's no. We don't take cash in advance. And whatever money, if they did pay cash, they would put the money into our attorney's trust account.
Yes.
They would earn interest on the money. We don't do, we you know, we've always been very cautious with people's money.
Yes.
So when the property is complete to their satisfaction, then it'll be registered in their name and then we get paid.
So in launching the project yesterday, President Ramaphosa said it could serve as a catalyst for other investments and developments. Do you think that with the concentration of people you'd be building for, that indeed further investment and development will follow?
Yes, we're looking at quite a few more projects around the country. So we're looking at a couple more mega cities around the country, and we will in due course be announcing them if there's obviously appetite and if the government think we're our credentials are correct on each project. You know, the process you have to go through with government to get these projects approved is world class. It is a very, very diligent process, and you really have to have all your ducks in a row.
Yeah. Now, Steve, often the headlines are not very flattering about the South African economy and even its prospects, but clearly you're very excited about going ahead with this project. What keeps you positive?
I'm a proud East African. I love this country. I believe in redressing the horrible legacy of apartheid. You know, the 40-40-40 principle, which Mr. Ramaphosa spoke about, is so true. You know, 40% of the people can't afford housing. 40% of the people, 40 minutes to traveling to work, and then 40% of the income spent on traveling. You know, that's diabolical. If you go to other countries, you know, they have the tube or the bus systems. You know, we need to get going in South Africa and get this country right. And I think we have a magnificent country. We have a great president. I believe he's going to lead this country forward. He has got a difficult job. I really commend him on what he's doing. And I think we can. I think he needs these public-private initiatives that are transparent, honest. You know, we listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Yes.
So our results are public knowledge. You know, my salary is public knowledge. So, yeah, I think that's what's needed now. No proper transparency.
That was Steve Brooks. He's a CEO at Borwin Properties.